Welcome to Children's Bible Hour Storytime. I'm Uncle Charlie, and we have a story today that I'm sure will fit in many, many homes. You know, here at Children's Bible Hour, we get lots and lots of letters from kids who share their problems, and one of the problems I hear about the most these days are kids who write from what, well, I guess we would call them broken homes. I like to call them single-parent families. That's what our story is all about today. It's written by Agnes Livesey and is entitled Big Brother. As Mike Forrest hurried down Main Street, he saw his neighbor, Mr. Joe Peterson, come out of the hardware store. Now, Mike and Mr. Peterson were good friends. In fact, Mike called him Mr. Pete. But today, Mike didn't want to see his friend. He was just about to duck into the bakery to avoid a meeting when Mr. Pete called to him.
Hey! Hey there, Mike!
Oh, hi, Mr. Pete.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
I'm heading for home right now. Would you like a ride?
I'm not going home, ever. And nobody's gonna make me either.
Never going home? Why not? Care to tell me about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I see. Well, I'm sorry. I'd sure miss you if you weren't living right next door to me. In fact, I was kind of hoping you'd be able to help me with a project I have in mind.
Help you? With what? What are you gonna do?
Oh, I'm gonna fix up an old boat.
A boat?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to go fishing?
Yeah, that's right. I bought it last night. Oh, it's not much to look at yet, but with a little elbow grease it will be. I just picked up some tools and paint at the hardware store. I need to get right at it, because soon it's going to be fishing season again.
Okay, I'll help you, Mr. Pete. Can we go see it?
Sure we can. My car's parked right over there. Come on, let's go. Well, here we are. The boat is right there in the garage. See?
Oh, cool. Are we going to start working on it right now?
Do you have the time to help me? It's nearly supper time.
I have lots of time. All the time I want.
Okay, if you're sure. I could use some of your muscle. What time do you need to be home?
I told you. I'm not going home. Never.
Whoa, now wait a minute. Never is a long time. Where do you plan to sleep tonight, Mike?
I don't know, but I'm not going home.
Well, if you're not going home, there are lots of things for you to think about. You need a place to sleep. You need things to eat, a place to wash, some changes of clothes. Have you thought about all that?
I'll manage. I've got a little money.
Self-sufficient sort, eh? Well, we should probably get started. Here, you can use this wire brush to scrape that old paint off. Start at the front of the boat. I want to go in and talk to my wife a minute, and then I'll be out to help you, okay?
Okay.
I'm back. How you doing, Mike?
Good. This is fun.
Oh, I sure wish you could help me for the next week or two. My wife isn't much interested in old boats, or fishing for that matter.
Oh, I'll help you. I want to work with you, Mr. Pete, and I'll go fishing with you, too.
But you won't be here.
I won't be home, but I'll come help you.
Hey, Mike, now let's get something straight. If you leave home without permission at your age, the police are sure to be notified. They'll find you and bring you back home, or else take you to a place to live that's worse. Now, tell me, why do you want to leave home?
It's my folks. They're always fighting. They don't care about us kids, and now my dad said he's moving out.
I'm sure your parents love you, Mike. Right now they're upset about other things, but they do love you.
Love me? When my dad's moving out? Leaving us?
I know it's hard for you to understand, but it won't help anything if you run away. You really can't run from your troubles. Why not tell God about them and trust Him to help you?
I don't think God cares. If He did, why would He let my dad get so mad at my mom?
Don't blame God, Mike. It isn't His fault. And Mike, it's not your fault either, nor your little brothers or sisters. This is a wrong choice your dad's making. By the way, how are Scott and Susie taking all of this?
They don't like it either.
It's going to be rough on them, especially if you leave.
Yeah, it would be pretty rough on them without me.
It wouldn't be right for you to just run away and let your little brother and sister face these things all alone. Now, would it?
Well, no, not really. I guess it's better if I do stay with them.
Good. Now, maybe you can't change things at home, but you can pray for your mom, your dad, and your brother and sister. And help them make it through this very hard time?
If I pray hard enough, do you think Dad might not go away?
Now, I can't promise you that, Mike. But God's Word can promise you something else. Always remember, you have a Heavenly Father who will never leave you.
Yeah, I won't forget. Mr. Pete, when we get the boat finished, will you take Susie, Scott, and me for a ride in it?
I sure will. Now, we'd better get back to scraping or we'll never get her in the water.
Okay.
In the following weeks, Mike's father did leave home, and Mike spent many evenings working on the boat with Mr. Pete. They talked as they worked, and that really helped Mike to face his problems instead of running away from them. After the last coat of green paint had dried on the boat, Mr. Pete took Mike and Susie and Scott to a nearby lake to fish. One of many fishing trips and other outings the children enjoyed with Mr. Pete. One evening, a few months later, they brought in a fine catch of bluegill and speckled bass. The children wanted to surprise their mother by having them all cleaned for her. Oh, Scott, look, you can scale the fish a lot easier if you hold it like this. There, now you've got it. Mike, give your sister a hand with her fish. We better work fast. It's getting late. Your mother will be worrying about you.
No, she won't. She's too busy with her boyfriend.
Oh?
She goes out a lot now, on dates. Since we're on summer vacation, Mom said to come home whenever we're done fishing.
Well, in that case, I think we have just enough time to stop at my house and see what Mrs. Peterson has in that cookie jar of hers.
All right.
After school started up in the fall, Mike often felt discouraged. He missed his dad, who had moved to another town. Several nights a week, Mike was left in charge of Susie and Scott while his mother went out. Well, things weren't perfect, but Mike was coping with life as well as could be expected under the circumstances. Then one night, long after dark, Mike snuck out of the house and went to see Mr. Pete. Mike, what are you doing here this time of night? It's kind of late, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I just had to talk to you.
Is there some problem at home?
Mom told us kids tonight that she's getting married.
Getting married?
Yes. Mr. Pete, I want my own dad to come back home, not somebody else's dad. I never get to see my father anymore.
Well, this man that your mother is marrying, does he have children?
Yes. Two boys, both younger than Scott, and they're coming to live with us. Where can I go to live, Mr. Pete? Why can't I take my sister and brother to some other place where we'll all be happy?
Well, now, don't you think you can be happy there at home?
At home? With a stepfather? I hardly know him. We can't ever be happy there. Can't you see that?
No, I really can't see that, Mike. You haven't really given this man a chance. Tell me, what is happiness? When are you happy?
Well, I'm happy when I'm with you, when we're working and fishing together, things like that.
And I'm happy when I do things with you, too. But you see, Mike, happiness isn't something you find, it's something you make. No matter where you are, you can make happiness. Do you remember the Bible story of Paul and Silas? What happened to them?
Paul and Silas? Well, They got thrown in prison for preaching the gospel.
Right. And do you remember what they did there?
I know. They sang. Their chains fell off and the prison doors opened.
So, instead of complaining, what do you think you should be doing?
But I don't feel like singing, Mr. Pete. I want my dad to come back. I don't want my mother to marry somebody else.
I understand that, Mike. But it isn't really your decision to make now, is it? What about those two little boys? What are they like?
They're okay, I guess.
You know, this won't be easy for them either. They'll have to get used to a new mother. And your mom will have three more people to care for. I think you're going to be needed around there, Mike. And as the big brother, you can help by lending a hand and setting a good example, by being kind to these kids and honoring your folks.
I suppose so. But I don't feel like it.
I know that. But you can decide to do it anyway, Mike. You know, Jesus set a good example for us on this very thing when he was here on earth. In a way, he had a stepfather, too.
Oh, you mean Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Joseph wasn't really his father, was he? God was, right?
Right. Jesus' father was in heaven, and it wasn't easy for Jesus to be away from his father and his home. But Jesus loved and honored and obeyed Joseph, his stepfather, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, what do you say, Mike? Will you follow the example of Jesus and be an obedient stepson and be a nice big brother to those two boys?
Okay, but it's going to be hard.
I know it will be. But your new father at least deserves a chance to try and be a good dad for all of you kids, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess everyone deserves a chance.
You may even be surprised at how much you like having him there.
Maybe. I'll stay home and give it a try. Hey, Mr. P, Do you think we can get six in your boat?
If we can't, we can take turns.
Okay.
You know something, Mike? I'm proud of you. I know you're going to do your best to make happiness with your family. I'll be here if you need me. But best of all, Mike, God is here to help you, too.
On the mountaintop of victory, I find Jesus. In the valley of despair, he walks with me. He's a friend and sticketh closer than a brother. I can always find him waiting patiently. I can feel his loving presence like a beacon, a shining light that leads me day and night. And I know that he is walking close beside me to keep me and to guide my steps aright. He knows the rugged road that I have traveled. He knows the times I would have turned aside. But he was always somewhere in the shade.
I'm sure we have some kids listening right now, and you're part of a blended family. You live with kids who are half-brothers or half-sisters, perhaps because of the death of a parent or because of divorce. Did you ever think about the fact that Jesus, as a young boy, had to grow up in a family with a man who was not his real father? God is Jesus' father, but Joseph was his father while he was on earth. And you know what it says about Jesus in the Bible? Well, let's read it in Luke 2. There we have the story of the time that Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple. He was separated from them for a time, but when they found him, it says this in Luke 2, verse 51. Then Jesus returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. He set an example for all kids to follow, whether in a blended family or not. And by the way, if you're the oldest one of the kids in your family, remember you have a special responsibility to be a good example to your younger brothers and sisters. Well, my time is up. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We're here because God loves kids.